And welcome back to Gabbing Chronicles. Let's do a fun little quote before we get started. Do you think that is my ring doorbell? Sorry about that. It won't shut up. Do you think we have a successful marriage? No, why not? Well, I think it's because we don't communicate very well. We never say how we feel. But I think the main reason is that you're my dog and we are not married. You little freak. Let's do one more. Rustling the postman. Stop rustling the postman. Dog. Why? He loves it. No, he does not. This is non-consensual wrestling. Dog. He's just mad because I pinned him. No, he isn't. Dog. My shoulders were not down. You cheating mutt. Okay, maybe he is. Now let's get started on today's podcast, which you can also view on video as well on my Patreon. Okay, we're going to talk about Heather Rich. Heather Rich, the murder of Heather Rich, was the 1996 child murder of Wurik, Oklahoma. 6-year-old boy, local teenager. After Rich's body was found, an investigation led to the trial and conviction of three predators. The murder and trials. After a legacy of related events through 2011 and the imprisonment of the guilty through 2026 at the earliest. Sadly, with a recent series of negative events in her life, high school student Heather Rich began acting out by drinking alcohol at school, using illegal drugs, and inflicting self-harm. After a family argument, Rich left home before midnight on October 2, 1996, to meet local teen Joshua Bagwell for a first date. Substantial 17-year-old Bagwell came from a wealthy family and enjoyed the social status his affluence afforded him. He was accommodated that night by Chris Golan, a 19-year-old high school dropout, a 17-year-old Randy Wood, a future homecoming king. The three boys pleaded. Rich was rich with alcohol until she was intoxicated. Then, after sexually assaulting her, the incident insensitive girl drove to a Montage County, Texas. Bard shot her 9 times and dumped her body in the creek below. Rich's body was found and identified on October 10th. An investigation from Mountie County, Jefferson County, Oklahoma, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Texas Rangers Division worked together to find Rich's killers. Okay. So before we get into this, I forgot to say, I mean no harm in making these videos. This is very scary content. This will be rated E because this is way beyond disturbing. And I'm so sorry to the family that this happened to their child. Okay, let's continue. Worked together to find Rich's killer. In the 2 weeks after the body was found, law enforcement uncovered forensic evidence tying Bagwell and Gail to the murder weapon. After their arrest, all three on October 24th, I'm gonna call him G, and Wood gave different accounts of Heather's murder. The Mountie County District Attorney DA tried G first in exchange for admission to begin the Trigger Man and testimony against the well-defended Bagwell, the DA did not seek capital punishment in the successful trial against Bagwell. However, G renounced on his plea deal and named Woods as the shooter. Wood then forsake. It's a soak, but whatever. His own plea argument and testified against Bagwell, expressing himself to capital punishment to avoid tainting his testimony with appearances of favorable test treatment. Bagwell was found guilty, as was Wood, when his own trial came around. In prison in Texas, G is unable for parole in 2026. That's terrifying. Thank you for that. While Bagwell and Wood have until 2036 for the same opportunity. Yay. So not good. Born on January 19th, 1980, Heather Rose Rich was the third child of Gil and June Rich, who moved to Oklahoma in 1974. The Riches chose Oklahoma for its insulating nature. It reminded them of their hometown of Eglinton, Oklahoma, a place where kids couldn't get into too much trouble because there wasn't much trouble to get into. Heather Rich, however, pushed back against the mounty of Warwick, a town of 1,988 people in 2000, at Oklahoma High School, or it says W, I'm just calling it W. Rich was a school cheerleader, the vote for sophomore class favorite, a nominee for homecoming queen, and an honor student. Dad, she's like the trifecta of people. Away from school, Rich and other W youths would commonly spend their evening and nights cruising Main Street, drinking alcohol, building bonfires, smoking cigars, cannabis, and methamphetamine. One of Rich's closest friends would later describe her as very troubled. Beneath her facade of excellence, and Rich's mother would later lament not having the time to vet her daughter's friends. Rich was known to enjoy the attention of boys. Her mother would later quote her daughter, who would like to say, "If you've got it, flaunt it." Gail Rich opined that Heather was unaware of her effects on men, having seen adults in their 40s. Jeez, I can't speak. With the teenager, Rich parents curtailed her dating progress, promoting the teen to complain about allegedly being the only virgin at her school. The summer before her 8th grade, Rich began purging because boys liked her figure, and she was determined to stay a size 2. I remember that feeling. At home, Rich became moody and withdrawn and began cutting herself. When her father was almost killed on the job, her mother began working long hours to make up for the family's lost income. As a result, the responsibility of caring for her father and accomplishing household chores largely fell to Rich. Joshua Luke Bagwell was born on December 21st, 1978, Wichita, is that how you say it? County, Texas, to Towny Cheesy Anderson and Roundy Joseph Snyder. At the time of Rich's murder, he lived with his wealthy grandparents in W. The recipient of 6 new cars, Bagwell was variously described as a snob and pampered. Unsubsequently, at home, the teen was unrespective to any discipline outside his home. The teen was unreceived to any discipline outside his home once arrested for driving under the influence. Bagwell demanded his lawyer and resisted arrest. Both Woods and Rich were impressed by Bagwell's means, the latter such that she flirted with him until securing a spot in his white Dodge STELTH for the W homecoming parade. In October 1996, Bagwell was a senior at W High School. In early 2002, dang. Okay. Some of these cases make me feel old and some of them make me feel young. I was like 8 in 2002. He was described as blonde, 5 feet and 8 inches tall, and weighed 116 pounds. On February 24th, 1997, Curtis Allen G. was born in Montague County, Texas, to Shirley Jean Matthew and Felton Ellis Gimble Jr. At the time of Richard's murder, the high school dropout was living with his 64-year-old grandmother, Reba Robbins, in Oklahoma, Terrell, 20 miles downriver from W. The great-grandson of Kate Rich, murdered locally in 1982 by Henry Lee Lewis, Gimble was described as having a mean streak. He was also raising Cain, and everyone knew to stay clear of him. In 2002, Gimble was described by law enforcement as the most violent person I've ever known. When you're around him, you literally feel like you're in the presence of evil. At school, G forced other boys to fight each other in the community. It was believed that he killed livestock for sport. G escaped every youth detention center in which he was incarcerated, was briefly committed to a psychiatric hospital at 17, and was convicted of felony carrying a firearm on February 13, 1996, receiving a 5-year suspended sentence. In early 2002, he was described as blonde, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and weighs 160 pounds. G was friends with Bagwell through their shared interest in guns, camping, fishing, and hanging out along the river. G and W were acquaintances, having spent one summer working in watermelon fields in the land up to Rich's disappearance. G was described by his grandmother as bored over the suicide of his best friend, Brodding, B-R-O-O-D-I-N-G, Dennis Wayne Gross. Robbins later said that Gimble had made some strange remarks about her. His late friend Dennis Wayne hadn't killed himself, he had been murdered, and Curtis intended to find out who did it. When Robbins told G about the recovery of Richie's body, G said, "Grandma, I don't give a F about that little girl." Born on July 7, 1979, Randy Lee Wood and his mother spent his childhood relocating through Oklahoma. In his fifth year, Woods attended 3 different schools. In 1996, Wood lived with his single-parent mother as one of the poorest families in W. Their poverty was evident to the other W as their farmhouse was dotted with broken windows. Wood began smoking cannabis in the third grade, stealing the psycho from his mother. Despite these disadvantages, Wood endured to better. In the community, other W's liked him as the soft-spoken, well-mannered teenager who wore Oxford shirts and khakis and walked 1 mile to school. There, he was respected by his players as captain of W High School football team. In 1996, Wood was regarded as a big, dumb kid, a little slow, and adored around town. Rich's mother opined that it was Wood's underdog status that drew her teenager to the other. Rich and Wood were a couple for 5 months, during which they attended church and would simply talk for hours and on end. Wood would drive Rich around in his grandfather's Cadillac Fleetwood, once allowing Rich to take the wheel while talking to her on Orthodox appointment in Dunce, Oklahoma. Though in an infamous relationship, the two had never been sexually active. Yeah, okay. We never had they weren't really doing it. And were frequently mistaken as friends. Woods resented Rich flirting with others and later admitted that I knew her but not like I wanted to. Not like I should have. The night after Rich's body was found, Wood was crowned homecoming king by W High School. Prior to his involvement in the killing of Heather Rich, Wood had no history of trouble of the law. In the autumn of 1996, Rich began acting increasingly abominable. A few weeks into 1996 and 1997 academic year, Rich's boyfriend eventually pretended Randy Wood ended the relation due to the rumors of Rich skinny dipping at a co-ed party. Pamela Coffer with Texas Monthly described this disillusion as having deeply rattled Rich. Soon therefore after, Rich began using, I'm gonna say drugs because I can't pronounce that. Then less than a week later, after her breakup, an aquatic of Rich's Wood, Bagwell, and G, 20-year-old Dennis Wayne Gross, committed suicide by gun. Rich's mother described her daughter during this time as having a brightness, a glitteriness about her eyes. At the Friday, September 27th football game, Rich led school cheers while drunk and received a 3-day school suspension and considered for being dropped from the school cheerleading program. Concerned for her daughter, Rich's parents scheduled her for an October 3rd therapy appointment, later saying, "We wanted to get her help and figure out why she wanted to hurt herself." On October 2nd, over an unaffordable U.S. 300 long-distance phone bill, Richard's mother snapped at the teen. Oh my goodness, equivalent to $518.33 in 2021. Wow. Mother snapped at the teen. "During all you ever do is cost me money." Rich later wished her father goodnight and ignored her mother. Then, before midnight, Rich secretly left via her bedroom window to meet Josh Bagwell for their first date. The morning of October 3rd, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department wouldn't attempt a missing persons report, telling Richard's parents that she probably only ran away temporarily. Gail Rich didn't accept that the theory because her daughter possessions were left behind. Instead, the mother of four convinced W, making inquiries about her daughter's whereabouts. That same day, she was given the W High School list of absences. Randy Wood and Josh Bagwell were both listed. When Rich reached out to Wood about Heather, he replied flatteringly that he had not seen her, saying he had been with Josh Bagwell all night till 6 this morning. Absence due to a 3-day suspension. When questioned by Rich's family, Bagwell shrugged and said he hadn't seen her for a week. In the following days, Gail and Dewin Rich both hired a private investigator and made use of bloodhounds to search the woodlands around Collingwood, Oklahoma. The evening of October 9th, 1996, a Texas rancher and his grandmother came across Rich's body floating in Banknap Creek, a Texas side backwater stream of the Red River of the South. Without his glasses, the rancher assumed they had come across a drowned calf from upstream, so he shot the body twice with his 22 caliber rifle to sink it. He realized his mistake the next morning when Rishi's body was still afloat in the creek. Law enforcement determined she was thrown from a nearby concrete bridge where dirt had been used to obscure her blood. Rich's face was unrecognizable due to gunshot wounds to the back of the head. She was identified within a few days only by her gold and diamonds Ignea ring, a gift from her 16th birthday. The teenager had been shot 9 times, once to the head, 8 times to the back. With a shotgun, her body was so disfigured that the family wasn't allowed to see it, and photos of the autopsy would later make juries recoil. Rich's funeral was on October 14th at the Paris Assembly of God in Oklahoma. Because Richie's family suspected the predator was not a stranger, nobody was allowed to touch her casket, so that, as her mother promised, whoever did this would never touch her again. Heather Rich was buried in Fletcher, Oklahoma. The investigation aid, Hawk Command Center, was headquarters at the Rock Island Depot in W 2022. Investigators from Mount County, Texas, were joined by those from Jefferson County, Oklahoma, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Texas Rangers Division. Sheriff Chris Hamilton from Mount County was one of the 20 state and federal investigation working for the W-Train Depot to solve Richie's murder. These investigations interviewed over 100 people in the days after Richie's body was found, Sorry, my brain's a little shaken. This whole thing is got me like, I'd be upset if someone did that. But had made little progress after a week of local teenagers' refusal to speak with police and investigators. Sheriff Hamilton noted that there was a party culture up there and kids didn't want to snitch. There was a code of honor, an us against the police kind of attitude. Many tips concerned the W drug culture, and one credible lead said Rich snuck away from home to attend a party at home of Josh Bagwell, though Bagwell, Wood, and Gimble all denied seeing her there. After the investigation took a wrong turn towards a dealer whose alibi proved truthful, Lane with the Texas Ranger Division focused on the lead, claiming that Richie left home on the night of October 2nd to attend Joshua Bagwell's party. Through the 3-day, boys claimed that they had not seen Rich while playing dominoes and drinking whiskey all night at Josh's. Atkin believed that Woods' then current behavior was indicated of something more or something else. The Walker High School homecoming was intoxicating most of the time, and in a newspaper interview gave cryptic responses that fueled Atkins' suspicion. the hardware store from which Bagwell bought the buckshot? What is a buckshot? Is that a gun thing? I don't know much about guns, y'all. Forensic tests determined that the buckshot and wadding in Rich's body was considered with 00 ammunition, and that the likely murder weapon was an Massberg M9 shotgun. Investigators also learned that with permission from Bagwell's mother on October 1st, Caroline B. sold Bagwell and G. 4 boxes of some ammunition from Beeves Hardware in W, and that G owned a magnet. Paul Smith was an investigator with Mountie County District Attorney Office, and having previously investigated G's great-grandmother's murder, Smith intended that he and Atkins should interview Reba Robbins, who had previously been uncooperative with investigators, set at ease by Smith. Robbins would tell the men about old Blackie, G's Massberg and Sons 12-gauge shotgun, a firearm that would later be identified as the murder weapon. We're gonna have to do a part two. There is so much here, y'all. So much information. Okay, to wind us down a little bit, let's just talk about Daily Extra. Littles this month. What month of the year has 28 days? We'll do a part two. Groaners, world's best bad jokes and puns. Why is it a bad idea to iron your four-leaf clover? You shouldn't press your luck. Just something silly. On this day in history, on March 15th, 1969, wow, my decalculia is setting in right now. Red Stocking became the first professional baseball team. Former cricket player Harry Wright was hired to both manage and play for the team. He's now considered the father of professional baseball. Answer the Thursday's puzzle. Win the East. Okay. What is the word, phrase, or win with ease, I guess, is what it is. Okay, I hope we all enjoyed this or learned something from it. I am not even sure at this point. This is just way too disturbing. I hope you all learned something and we do not continue this. Because, like they said, if you...
Don't forget to take out your trash cans.
Apparently my Alexa thinks that I... She does not know. Okay, apparently I have to take out my trash cans in a little while. Okay, what was I going to say? If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat history. Okay, well, bye for now.